Bezer Hashem, we continue. The Shari Tshuva, Shir number 26, Shar Aleph, Ois Tezvav. We begin now to discuss the fourth principle, of Tshuva. The previous principle of Tshuva, the third principle, was that of Yogoin, grief, which is very connected to this fourth principle, Tsar B'maisa. Tsar B'maisa means to actively express the pain. Let's explain with the flip side of emotions. Person hears a good joke. He might chuckle. He might sigh like of happiness inside. When he laughs, he's expressing it outwardly. When the person is at a chasna, he's dancing. He's expressing this happiness outwardly. The Malbim explains in Shmuel Beis, the word Aliza is that the Plishtim were rejoicing and dancing, expressing their happiness outwardly upon the death of Shaul HaMelech and Yonason and Klai Yisrael. Aliza is to express a happiness outwardly. On the flip side now, there's a level of yogoin, of feeling sorry, of having this grief inwardly, inside, just like a person could be happy inside. And then there's another level of tsar b'maisa, of expressing the tsar. Just like on the other extreme, dancing with joy. Tsar b'maisa. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us the way to express the tsar b'maisa is by crying. One of the ways is by crying. Another way is by mispeit, lamenting, expressing through tefillah. That's also action. Weeping and lamenting over the aveira that the person did. This is another expression of tshuva. And he tells us that the lev, famous Chazal, and the inayim, the heart and the eyes, are the two agents of the chet. Shnei sarsuria chet. We just had this passage, Parshas Yisroi, the last of the Seres Adibrois, Loisachmoid. And the question is, what do you mean? You see something. How could Hashem ask you not to desire it? You see it. You want it right away. So, I said over last week, I saw from the Derech Pikudecha, from the Bnei Yisachar, he explains, when you see something that you want, that's a nisayon for the next step. Will you continue building that desire? Or will you say, that's not for me. That's not mine. Hashem doesn't want me to have that. That's Loisachmoid. Loisachmoid is after the Nisayon came to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue building, and trying to find ways to get it, or even if you can't find ways to get it, but you desire. And that's why we say that Loisachmoid is Koilo all Aseres Adibros, because it shows the Emuna. The Emuna a person has in Hashem. So here, the person's eyes are pulling him, training him to do what? To do this Aveira. The heart and the eyes working together to do this Aveira. The heart desires, the eyes see, and the heart desires, and then he goes about and he does the Aveira. Therefore, for a tshuva to take place, the person cries. And the crying wipes away the Aveira. It's actively expressing this tsar b'maisa, and it's like the nisachim, as Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, on the mizbeach that are brought with the karbonus. The karbonus are the tefillah, as he says in a different sefer, Shari Avoda. The karbonus are the tefillah. The nisachim are the tears. the tears with the tefillah, the tears, the karbonos, with the nesachim, then the tefillah goes up, the acceptance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater. Just to conclude with this point, of a marshal that Rabbeinu Yonah brings, that if a keli is tamei, so the pasuk says, "Tanu v'kirayim yutots." What should you do when you have an oven or a stove that became tamei? It's made of earthenware. You have to smash it. Tanu v'kirayim yutots. By smashing it, you remove the tumah that exists. You remove that impurity that was in his kelim. V'ovon ha'inayim yichuber b'dmoy. So too, the ovon, the aveira of the inayim, will be atoned through the crying, b'dmoy. As it says in the pasuk, palgei mayim yordi yainai, aloy shomru usoy resecho. Dovra Melech says, my eyes shed tears, streams of water, because they didn't keep your Torah. Lo yomar aloy shamarti sarisecha. Doesn't say because I did not keep your Torah. Avol omar aloy shamru. They didn't keep the Torah, meaning the eyes. That's why the eyes themselves were the ones that were crying. Ki heim sibavu achet. They were the cause. They were the agent. They brought about the chet. Al kein hayraditim palgei mayim. That's why he brought down the palgei mayim. That's why the tears, the streaming, the tears came out of the person's eyes. Person, when he cries, this is what Ben Yonah is telling us over here, in Shar Aleph, Ois Tezvav, of Shari Tshuva, that Tsar B'Maisa, expression of pain in action.